For more Bible topics, go to www.biblebro.net. My name is Kent Owen. The topic is evolution versus creationism. I'm a creationist, and I'd like to share why. The Bible and science do agree with each other, but first we must distinguish the facts from the theories. And yes, people have made up theories for both science and the Bible. For the Bible, theories include that the earth is 5,000 or 6,000 years old, something that the Bible never actually says. For science, theories include the Big Bang Theory and the theory of evolution. Why Christians can't believe in evolution. Today, many people who claim to believe in Christ do not believe in the literal creation as it is written in the Bible. They try to believe both in the theory of evolution and the Bible, but here's why they can't believe in Christ and evolution. Number 1. Luke 3:23-38 shows Jesus' genealogy. In the last verse, Luke 3:38 says that Jesus came from Adam, and it made a long line of ancestor connections from Jesus to Adam. So if anyone believes that Adam is a fairy tale, then they must believe that Jesus is also a fairy tale. Number 2. Jesus constantly refers to himself as the Son of Man. Matthew 9:6, Mark 2:28, Luke 9:22, John 3:14, etc. It means the same thing as the Son of Adam. If you don't believe in Adam, you can't believe in Jesus. God said that the seed of the woman, which is the same as the son of Adam, would crush the serpent's head, Genesis 3:15, and that was done when Jesus defeated Satan, symbolized by the serpent, at the cross, which is why Jesus called himself the Son of Man. Number 3. Sin and death entered the world by Adam's disobedience. Jesus' entire purpose was to pay for the sins of Adam as well as the whole world. If death came to everyone through one man, Adam, life can come to everyone through one man, Jesus. See all of Romans chapter 5. Number 4. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45 says, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit." Jesus was the last Adam. If you don't believe in the first Adam, you cannot believe in the last Adam. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory basically says, first there was nothing, and then it blew up. With nothing, by nothing, for nothing, everything just popped into existence. Bill Nye mocks creationists by saying that creationism is inconsistent with everything that we've observed, but I think that it's a pretty common observation that only something comes from something and nothing comes from nothing. What's stopping God from being the cause of the Big Bang anyway? Scientists want to say it just happened by itself. I can't bring myself to that conclusion. I keep asking myself, what happened before that, before that, before that, until I get to the point in time when there was nothing that existed. Everything physical has a beginning. You might not see the painting being painted or the building being built, but you can sure tell that the painting wasn't just an accident that threw itself together and the building didn't just pop into existence all by itself. That's why when I see the Earth and how it's in order, I don't think that it was just the result of some cosmic accident. Evolutionists do say that this is a misquote, but Charles Darwin said, "To suppose that the eye, with all its inimitable contrivances for adjusting the focus of different distances, for admitting different amounts of light, and for the correction of spherical and chromatic aberration could have been formed by natural selection seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest degree." The theory of evolution. The theory of evolution starts in the middle of a situation with life already in existence. It started with a single cell that divided and multiplied and changed over time, which resulted in every living thing that you see today. And I find that extremely hard to believe, that life just sprung up by itself for no reason. It's harder for me to believe that all life came from nothing than to believe that all existence just came from nothing. And once again, that is against everything that we've observed. Life doesn't just spring up by itself. The missing link has never been found. Evolution cannot connect humanity to animals without it. One time, people claimed to have found the missing link, but what they really found were pig bones. Science requires facts, but anyone who believes in the existence of the missing link exercises faith. Creationists have faith that God exists, while evolutionists have faith that the missing link exists. My thoughts are that if many ancient men from millions of years ago had been found, but the race of the missing link, which was apparently a more recent and advanced race, has not been found, then they just don't exist. A race or a species that lived closer to our time should be easier to find. Humanity is more advanced than all other life. At the end of both of those theories, we have human life, which is unarguably the most advanced life form on Earth. The Bible says that God made man in his image, Genesis 1:27. I get that. It explains why people are so much more intelligent than any other living thing. Now, what evolution doesn't answer for me is that if all life started at one time and came from one cell, why isn't there some species that are just as intelligent as humans here on Earth, if not a little bit more or a little bit less intelligent? And why is there such a big gap between humanity and all other living things? With humanity, if there were a more advanced species than us, we would learn from them in advance. But animals never learn in advance. Our best efforts to teach animals anything have only resulted from Coco, the sign language gorilla, who can sign I'm hungry, I'm sad, and other basic emotions that we can see in all animals. We humans can reason, share ideas, invent, destroy, and that kind of stuff. That humanity just popped out of some lesser life is really hard for me to accept. The age of the Earth. The Bible does not say that the Earth is 5,000 or 6,000 years old, but it does say that humanity is about that old. In the beginning of time, God created the universe, the heavens, and the earth. It doesn't talk about the time that went by during the creative period, but first God created the heavens, which is why it's mentioned first. It potentially could have taken billions or trillions of years to have created the universe. Then after some unknown period of time, God created the earth. The earth was created as dry land, yet in Genesis 1, chapter 2 through 9, we see that the world was completely covered in water. Potentially, a lot of time went by from the creation of the earth until the beginning of day one. Could there have been dinosaurs during that time? Sure. Could a worldwide flood before Noah have been the reason that dinosaurs died and that the world was covered in water in Genesis 1 verse 2? It's possible. Why wouldn't any of that be mentioned in Genesis? It's probably because it doesn't directly concern us as Adam's story does. As a side note, some people want to say that each day of creation was actually 1,000 years, but keep in mind that we measure time by rotations of the earth. At the end of each day, there was an evening and a morning, one rotation. The days were actual days, just like they are now. Before the earth existed, time could not be measured in earth days or years. Age of civilization. If you count years from Adam until now, 2000 AD, then you get about 6,000 years. Noah's flood came about 1,000 years after Adam's creation. Looking at the most ancient cultures of the world, like Egypt or China, there's only about 5,000 years of recorded history. I don't think that's a coincidence. Conclusions. I realize that people will look for reasons to believe what they want to believe. Few people will look for the truth, and most people are just looking to reinforce their opinion of what is true. Both sides are frustrated with each other. Christianity is true, not because it's appealing to me. Christianity has many unappealing aspects to me, but taking up my cross, dying to myself, fasting and discipline, loving my enemies, and generally saying things that make others upset just because it's the truth offends them. I know it's the truth because of my personal experience, which I really wish that I could share on a more personal level. Check out my testimony if you can. But if science is true, what it says to me is, we're all accidents. What the Big Bang Theory and the theory of evolution say to me are, you're an accident and you don't matter. You're only alive because of a coincidence. When you die, that's it. You're just dead, and you don't continue on. Your life has no meaning, no purpose, and no reason. Morals are made up. There is no punishment for doing wrong, and there's no reward for doing right. It doesn't matter if you're an evil rapist murderer or a selfless saint who gives everything to the poor. They both die, and that's it. Human life isn't worth any more than the life of a bug. Everything lives, reproduces, and dies in a big, meaningless cycle. If I'm wrong and there is no God, then who cares? I've wasted my life just like I would have wasted my life otherwise. However, if I'm right by believing the Bible that there is a God, and I obey him, then I have eternal life and I will never die, but others will have eternal damnation and die forever in hell, which is definitely not something that I want. Both the reward and the punishment are too big for me to ignore. If I believe that God is a bad guy and his rules suck and I disagree with everything that he says, I still wouldn't want to disobey him just to burn in hell for eternity. That just isn't a reasonable option for me. How did Jesus describe hell? As a furnace that never stops burning. Now the reason that I say this is because people point out this law or that law that sounds ridiculous, and then they say, if God was real, I wouldn't follow him. To me, if God is real, and he is, it'd be absolutely insane and worse than suicidal not to follow him. No Christian should be mad at an atheist for not believing, and no atheist should be mad at a Christian for believing. The most troubling thing to me is that a person doesn't search for truth at all. I bid everybody good luck with your search, but I do hope that you come to the knowledge of truth in Christ.